one of the great things about an organisation such as ours is we get to see some of the great work that's done by many volunteers. And in fact, our organisation would be nothing without the great volunteers that help make it run as good as it does. And from National Volunteer Week, Gemma Reigate. Good morning, Gemma. Volunteering, it's such an important part of our life, isn't it?
We couldn't do anything without volunteers, really, when you think about it. They're across every facet of society. They're in everything. This week, we're really keen to say thank you to the millions of volunteers out there.
You know, the country really would come to a standstill if people stopped volunteering overnight, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. It would be a very interesting experiment, actually, to see what would happen if volunteers just stopped for one day. It would be really tragic, actually, and you would be amazed just how many things volunteers are involved in that often we don't really think about. So National Volunteer Week is a really important week to shine the light on some of those things, some of the more obscure, hidden things that people are doing, and say thank you and nominate them for the Volunteer of the Year Awards.
You mentioned some of the obscure things. What are some of the nooks and crannies that you find volunteers working hard at?
Volunteers work hard at everything they do, really. And we see that there is a growing pool of volunteers who are working in the digital space, so doing things online, such as doing some cataloguing work for the Australian Museum. And these people are volunteering all around the place, from their homes, from their home computer, working on these minute specimens that are in the Australian Museum, doing a job that would just be mind-blowing if it weren't done by volunteers. So there's a whole lot of online stuff that's happening, and people obviously don't see that because it's going on behind closed doors.
For sure. Now, it is National Volunteer Week right through until May the 15th. The awards are happening. Can you tell us about the nomination process for Volunteer of the Year Award?
It'd be my pleasure, Mark. The New South Wales Volunteer of the Year Awards were launched at Parliament House on Monday night, and these awards are about acknowledging all volunteers across New South Wales. They don't have to be the person who has saved 1,000 lives. We want every single volunteer out there to be acknowledged. Last year, we were able to acknowledge over 100,000 volunteers, so we want to double that this year. And all you have to do is go to volunteering.com.au, and all the nomination process is there. We've tried to make it as simple as possible so people will nominate as many volunteers as they can.
Yes, we all know somebody that's doing a great job behind the scenes. Someone, nominate them and give them recognition they deserve. Even the nomination will make them feel good about what they're doing. Just very quickly before I let you go, Gemma, some of the other events that are happening throughout Volunteer Week?
There are lots of events happening in local communities. In the Hunter Volunteer Centre is organising volunteer recognition activities right across the week. So contact them if you don't know what's going on. But right across Australia, there are campaigns and lots of festivities focused on the local volunteers and the people who are working with others, just to say thank you and what a great job you're doing and how we couldn't do it without you. So here's to the volunteers.
Yes, definitely. Here's to the volunteers. Thank you, Gemma, and good luck with the activities this week. And we look forward to those awards when it's all over. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mark.
Gemma Reigate joining us from National Volunteer Week. 2NURFM 103.7.